Twinkle Cheats. Twinkle Cheats. I don't even know.
It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Cheats. Yeah, yeah. I got to turn this down.
Turn
this down a little bit, huh?
Was I flat as a cutting board?
No, wasn't. It wasn't too bad.
Not too bad, huh?
No. You want to do it one more time? Do it one more time. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready, go.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets.
It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Just do some auto-tune there. Put some Taylor Swift treatment on that.
That's all it needs.
We're back. I'm Janet Blair.
I'm not, because I'm Steve McGrew. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I got to turn this is really, I don't know why it started peaking all of a sudden. All right, go ahead.
You can keep talking. Do we want to start over?
No, keep going.
We can start over.
No, we leave everything.
These are real life problems that happen here at Wrinkled Cheats.
Mm-hmm.
Sound problems. And I'm just happy on Wrinkled Cheats, I don't have to worry about it. It's all you.
Yeah, normally you would drive the podcast on your...
On Two Girls, a Bottle of Wine.
But not here on Wrinkled Cheats.
Because you're the man.
I'm the man. Okay.
You are.
Let's see, it's been 2 weeks, so we missed Thanksgiving.
Right? Has it only been 2 weeks? Because I feel like it's been longer.
No, it might be. I have no idea. But I know it seems like 2 weeks to me.
We need to say a big thank you to the Caniacs.
Yes.
They were rocking and rolling and commenting and sharing our podcast.
The Caniacs may have pushed that last podcast to its most listened state.
Ever.
So thank you, Caniacs.
Yes. And thank you, Christian Kane, for having such an awesome fan base.
Mm-hmm. Who knew? But now
we know. So let's talk about Thanksgiving. We made it through. We haven't stepped on the scale yet.
And I'm not going to.
No,
for
me
a while.
Either. I'm going to hit the gym a little bit.
Wondering what they're hearing, it's a cat head that keeps bumping into the mic over there.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to love everyone at the same time.
You have Rain up in your lap. I have the dog in my lap.
Butterfly.
The other cat is begging to be picked up. It's really hard to do.
We need more laps.
It's hard to do a podcast without enough laps.
Mm-hmm. So Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We made it. We hosted this year, which was kind of a big deal because we had never hosted together.
Mm-hmm. And you cooked everything.
No, we cooked together. What? I did some casseroles the night before. So that the oven, since we don't have two ovens like most awesome people do.
Because they could cook at the same time or cook
warm.
And heat or warm. Yeah. And so many combinations.
So the night.
No, we don't have that.
The night before Thanksgiving, I cooked all of the green bean casserole, the mac and cheese, the other casseroles that I made, the stuffing, all of that was prepared the night before.
What casseroles did you make? I was thinking,
it was the corn, the festive corn.
That was really good.
That was,
with
yes.
bacon and peppers.
There was lots of bacon. I also made stuffing. I made mac and cheese with bacon and ham.
And I ate a bunch of it and made duty.
And green bean casserole, and I tried to make it a little bit different this year by adding black beans in hopes that you would actually try it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't.
No, but I did try it the next day.
Right.
When you made a Thanksgiving omelet.
Yes, I just put everything that we had eaten for Thanksgiving dinner, because we had lots of leftovers.
A lot.
Into an egg.
So it had turkey, green bean casserole,
Mac and cheese. The festive corn.
Festive corn.
Stuffing.
Stuffing.
And smothered with gravy.
Folded over and smothered with gravy.
And then on the side, we had ambrosia with cranberry sauce.
So it was an actual Thanksgiving dinner omelet.
Yeah. It turned out pretty nice.
It was very good.
Yeah.
And then somebody wrote on your Facebook after you posted the picture, "Oh, that just proves men will eat anything you put in front of them." Snarky.
Snarky is the word. It is. And yeah, we still have leftovers. We're actually going to freeze that because you're going to be going out of town.
I will be going to Las Vegas. If anybody's in Las Vegas, December 1 through 7, I will be at the MGM Grand.
Brad Garrett's Comedy Club.
So and come on out.
Yeah, it's for NFR, National Finals Rodeo Week.
I'm the comic. I guess I'm the comedy rodeo clown.
Yeah. You got to paint your nose red. So I found a great article that could kind of go with our Thanksgiving fun.
Uh-huh.
Three reasons why couples that cook together stay together. And, you know, if you find someone you can cook well with, I feel like it's a very good
thing.
Without
going, shut up, get out of the kitchen, get out of my way.
We didn't fight. I may have gotten a little passive aggressive from time to time, but I do that. But I think we handled it pretty well.
You think so?
Yeah. So these are some reasons why couples that cook together are going to stay together. It's because you're learning together. Like, not sure what it means to puree? You guys learn together. Not sure how to cook a turkey? Neither one of us really knew what the hell we were doing.
Especially when you walked in with a turkey browning bag.
I know, and I had no idea. The only reason I picked up the Reynolds turkey bag, because it was there at the end of the shelf, and I was like, hey, it says cook a turkey in this. So I'm like, I might you need
said,
that.
You said the reason I picked it up, it had a picture of a turkey.
Yeah, bag. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, this will go along with Thanksgiving dinner. And it really cut down the time. It was going to be a 6-hour process without that bag. And it cooked in like 4.
Well, it said 2.5 to 3.
Right, but...
but we weren't sure if it was done yet.
It was so not
we
thought, brown enough.
It won't hurt us to take it out of the bag and put it in for a little more.
And so and then we were like,
is it done? I don't know. Should it cut into it? I don't know, because I've never done this, but I don't want to break the seal of the skin. And I take it out. As soon as I take it out, boop! The little thing popped out.
Yep, like, saying it was done.
Done. Like, oh, perfect timing.
Because then we could throw all the stuff into the oven and reheat mm-hmm. from the night before. Another part of cooking together, we communicated with each other. Hey, babe, will you go check the turkey? Because I'm just getting out of the shower. Okay. Hey, babe, will you go check the turkey? Because I'm checking my phone. Okay.
Is that what you said?
I don't know. It seems like something we would say.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the last thing is we enjoyed the meal.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
We slaved over.
I enjoyed it so much.
We didn't eat anything before the meal.
Is that one of that typical of people? You don't eat all day? Or is there people that just snack all day long and then they're so full they really don't eat Thanksgiving dinner?
I don't know. We always do the let's not eat. Let's drink lots of coffee. And then, oh, I'm starving.
Oh, I think I've got a headache from lack of blood sugar. I need something.
Right. And your sister read my mind. Because I did spread out the duties. I had your
duties.
Sister.
You said duties.
Had your sister bring pies. And the other family
the
members
too.
Brought mashed potatoes. And they were both amazing. But your sister read my mind. Brought pecan pie. My all-time favorite kind of pie. And, oh, it was so good. And she brought cheesecake,
which is my all-time favorite cake. Kind of dessert and cake.
So we definitely did enjoy Thanksgiving dinner with our family together. It was delicious. Delicious.
Would you do it again?
Would
you host?
I would.
Or is it just too expensive?
It was quite costly.
That's why I was thinking it would have been easier just to go one of those places that go.
Honey smoked ham?
We'll send you everything for like $150.
Next year, right?
Maybe.
I wanted to be the...
You wanted to cook.
The Betty Crocker.
You were the Crocker. You crocked it up.
Without a crock pot.
You were the Bettiest crocking thing I've seen. 2 days of stirring and in and out of the oven.
And I was, yes. And while I was cooking the night before, I got to enjoy one of my favorite podcasts that I got a name drop. PK and DK?
Uh-huh.
I love them. I really do. And they've actually discovered our podcast, too. They said that they really like Wrinkled Sheets, and they really like Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. I don't know if they're just saying that to make me...
To get a cross-promote.
Right. But PK and DK, and then Hillbilly Nerd Talk is another podcast that both
they
of us
They gave us
enjoys.
A shout-out, too. So
Petra and...
Hank.
Thank you. Woo! I always learn something every time I listen.
Yeah, they're...
When I listen to PK and DK, I want to party like... It's 1999.
I think they're drunk half the time.
And that's okay.
I think Hank and Petra...
Like, I'm always learning something.
Right. But for a podcast that calls himself Hillbilly, they're like...
They're
intelligent people.
You know,
I hate country music. You know, that's what...
Yeah. Yeah, if they don't have a banjo and I don't know. I stopped listening. At that point in that podcast, I kind of zoned out for a few minutes till they moved on to something else.
But they talk about things like, you know, that mm-hmm. doesn't have to do with hillbilly. They're talking about, you know, how to invest and what your banker ought to be doing and, you know, how do you be diversified and...
Yeah.
But I find it entertaining.
It is.
Because it's
it
one of those
very entertaining.
I wouldn't have thought to talk about it on our podcast, but it's to listen to it, you go, oh, I'm learning
something.
They
know what they're talking about.
It's kind of like that game you've been playing, Quiz Up. You've been playing a lot more.
I have.
You have been playing a lot more.
I hit my 100 wins last night, and then I fell asleep.
But see, you play, what is it on Quiz Up that you play?
Country music. And then Britney Spears.
I like to play the one called Finish This Title.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of people that I've played with, they don't want to play with anybody unless they win. Mm-hmm. And they only play in categories that they're good at.
Kind of like me. I only play in the country music and the Britney Spears trivia.
But I like to just randomly pick categories and play, because then you actually learn something.
Yeah.
When you miss, you're like, okay, yeah, I missed that answer. Oh, but now I know what the
but
answer
have
is. I've learned something.
Ever lost five in a row?
Five games in a row or five questions in a row?
Five games.
Why, is it heartbreaking? Is
it
like soul stealing?
It sends you like this lime and it says, you limed that one, lost five games in a row. I'm like, that sucks. Next topic. Going back to country music of Britney Spears. Huh. What year was Britney Spears born? 1981. She's a Sagittarius. She's been married twice.
How many questions can they have for Britney
There's
Spears
a lot.
That they don't start just repeating? Just
that's how they are, though. I told you that last night. I was in the country music one, and I'm like, I feel like I'm cheating because I've seen all of these questions like five times, and I'm like kicking everyone's butt. I was like top 10 in country music in the state of Colorado.
Quiz Up now, baby.
Yeah. So that's one of our favorite apps currently, Quiz mm-hmm. Up.
What's one of your favorite apps?
Send us an email at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com.
We'd like to know.
Yes. So a big congratulations to our Brownie Brittle winner mm-hmm. from last podcast, Brenda Stewart of Texas. She sent us an email at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com, and we sent her some chocolate mint brownie brittle.
Sheila G's brownie brittle.
Sheila G's brownie brittle. And I've seen it at Walmart. It's at King Supers. If you don't have brownie brittle, you got to...
I like the way I almost get a little surprise and charge when I see it in Walmart. Like, I kind of... My brain went, hey, there's Sheila G's brownie brittle.
I love that.
Like I did, like something you didn't know before, but now you're aware of it. Because mm-hmm. you're like, oh, there it is. There's Sheila G's brownie brittle.
Love it. And so we're going to give away another bag, right?
Right.
We have some more left. We have chocolate chip, toffee crunch, and chocolate chip. No. Chocolate mint, toffee crunch, and chocolate chip.
I wasn't sure because I can't see the bags from where I am. So I'm relying on you
yes.
to be...
So what you want to do is you're going to send us an email at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com with your name, your address, and what flavor you like, and we will do a drawing, and whoever we draw wins. That worked last time.
Yeah, sounds good. Works.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling today?
I knew you were going to bring this up. I'm probably at 78%.
78%. I will fill you in on the story. We have to talk about this. I had a show the other night, and she's making the fire marshal Bill face right now. She went to my show the other night
with a friend,
and afterwards they went out drinking together.
Oh heavens!
And said, you know, hey, when you're done with your second show, come meet us over at the bar. So I go over there. Nails aren't hammered as hard as you were. You were...
I really hope your parents don't listen to this.
You were so
on
fire.
It was a vodka night, and vodka and I forgot, because it's been a while, that vodka and I hung out.
Uh-huh.
It was a vodka bar.
Uh-huh.
I was having Moscow mules and the copper mugs.
How many did you have? Because I haven't even asked you this, because you were...
I only had two.
But you were doing shots also.
Yeah, the owner of the bar, Steve with a V, kept bringing us these pineapple shots with vodka in them. And, yeah, had two of those. And before that, at your show, I was drinking, they were rum
uh-huh.
mules with spiced rum. I had two of those. It just, yeah, it all hit me pretty fast.
You're pretty fucked up.
Thanks. Yesterday, I thought I was going to die.
Well, here's how we knew to go. This is when I finally said, we have to go.
No, I don't know if I want to. No.
You fell out of your chair.
I did.
And
I think
and when
moved.
I helped you up, I thought, this is the perfect time to just keep moving forward.
I appreciate that you didn't break up with me over that, because I am embarrassed as heck. It was vodka. Vodka
is that what it was?
Got to me.
And did you know that you're one of those people that you go into skipping needle mode of just saying the same thing over and over?
You've told me this before. I told you I loved you a lot.
over and over.
I am a happy, lovable drunk.
Mm-hmm. So you were hungover all the next day.
Oh my goodness!
All day, like all day, like you were freaking all day long. Do you want to go decorate the tree? No, not today.
Not today. I stayed in bed until 4:30 when I had to get up and get ready to go to your show that night. And I just sat on the couch at your show in the back room.
You looked so hungover at the other comics were like, is she all right?
Yeah, she's
And then hungover. I said, no, she's really hungover. You gave me the look like, don't tell them I'm hungover. Like, you'd rather have them think that you're just a bitch.
I know. You know. I didn't think about that. And then one of the comics was like, hey, go into the bar. You want something? I think that was a test. And I passed because I was like, nope. I have my water. Lots of water. And I fell asleep on the couch.
Then the second day comes along.
And I woke up this morning and I was like, this is going to be a better day. And I still had a headache and I'm still a little dehydrated.
2 days hangover. As Hank Williams Jr. says, hangovers hurt more than they used to.
Mm-hmm. So I'm drinking my water and I'm thankful again that you haven't broken up with me for acting like a fool. Huh. I was a fool.
Well, it's all good now. At least this afternoon we got everything out of the basement.
We decorated our butts off.
We have Christmasized the house.
And it has gone from the scent of...
butt?
No, it was like a fall scent. I had like caramel and like the fall scents going, right?
And now it's total Christmas.
It's the smell of...
the scentsy thing you use is actually called Christmas time.
No, that's Bath and Body Works.
Oh, okay.
It's called Winter. Mm-hmm. And then we get the balsam.
I thought you got one that was called Christmas Time.
No, hold on. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Balsam.
See?
I got the balsam that smells like a Christmas
mm-hmm.
tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then the smell of Christmas, which is, it's goat.
Cooked turkey, your father smoking cigars, and somebody laying around farting. That's
this
what
this smells like, cinnamon and... awesome.
Yeah.
And we got it from
Planet
Beach. Yours
smells like a Santa's house, not a normal person's house.
Right, here in Parker. If you have a Planet Beach next to you, because they're all over the country, you should check them out because they have the Mystic, they have the tanning beds, they have like a massage bed, a hydro bed.
This is the first time I've done the Mystic tan that my palms of my hands didn't turn orange, like I masturbated an Oompa Loompa or something.
You did the barrier cream correctly. High five.
Thank you. I'm learning. But even last time I did the barrier cream, it looked like it was just streaked even on my hands. So I don't know if the formula's changed or if I've improved my technique.
You take much longer now.
I do.
And I think that's why. It's good. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining at all. But we haven't really, we didn't do the Black Friday shopping thing.
I'm not into that.
Me either.
I don't care.
I don't either.
I don't want to fight the crowd. I mean, I know savings are good. Like that while ago, I wanted to buy the TV because... we're walking through Target, and all of a sudden there is a
App TV,
smart TV, 60 inches for under $700, and I was standing there, and you walked away.
I know that you needed to be able to think. You didn't want me to be in your ear going, no, we don't need that, no, 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 no. So I'm like, he's smart. I'm going to go look at the clothes. Because all their clothes were like 40% off. I didn't buy anything, though.
But
self-control.
I wanted that TV so bad.
I
know I don't need it. I think that's what it is. You don't need it, but I really want one. And you kept saying, well, you can't talk to that TV. You can't talk to that one.
Because that's what you wanted.
I know. There's a TV called I can't remember. High something. But anyway, it has an Android system like the phone.
And you just...
and you talk to the TV like you would Siri or whatever on your phone. You just go... watch Grey's Anatomy. It'll say searching Grey's Anatomy.
It's awesome. It's freaking awesome.
So I kind of want one of those.
I kind of want you to have one of those too.
But I think I'm just going to wait until projection TV. This is how far back it goes. I have a 50-inch projection TV.
Did you get that with the house?
No, I kind of. I bought it used.
Uh-huh.
And because somebody else got a flat panel TV years ago when they were like $10,000, you know, they first came out.
Wow.
And said, hey, do you want our big screen projection TV? And
And it works quite nicely.
It does.
Knocking on some wood here.
And that's all I'm thinking is, well, it doesn't have that clear, high-def picture, but it's a good 50-inch TV. And in my head, I'm just one of those people. Until this bastard quits, I don't think I need to replace it.
Right. I like the way you think.
Is that the right way to think? Yes. Or should I just be one of those people, hey, I got the newest thing. This is the newest, brightest, darkest black background, high-density screen that you could talk to. So who wants my projection TV? Like the people.
Nobody would get the projection TV. You would have to take it to Goodwill.
Nobody wanted it. No. I wanted it.
Back there in the day, it was like 8 years ago?
Yeah, about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And even then it was outdated.
Right. So it could sell for like $25.
But you know when you grew up poor?
I know.
And you
believe me, I know.
And somebody offers you a big screen TV? I know. I'd never had anything bigger than like a 13-inch, maybe a 27-inch. I was like, 50? Yeah. Oh.
And we love it. We're not hating on the TV. It might hear us and break. Give up. My brother Black Friday'd it. It was actually Thursday. He was doing some shopping on Thanksgiving. And I text him after we were done. I was like,
I thought everybody was supposed to boycott the Thanksgiving shopping. I thought that was supposed to be.
I don't think he got the memo. I think he got the memo from his wife that said, here, this is this much. Please go get it. Because she's out of town.
Uh-huh.
And so I text him at like 10 o'clock. We were going to bed. And he's like, well, I got some shopping done. I'm at Denny's. I'm going to take a nap in the van. And then Menards opens at 6. And I have a whole list that I have to get there.
Menards. That sounds like a high dollar place. Menards.
Have you not heard of Menards?
No, I've heard of Menards.
Oh, it's they're, up north.
Yeah, there's not a lot around the country. That's an up north.
Yeah,
he's Dakota in North Dakota kind of thing.
He's in North Dakota, and I was like, what? You're crazy. And he said he got most of what he wanted. So good job, Carl.
Well, that Thursday night shopping hurt the regular Black Friday.
Right. It probably didn't make Friday black anymore. Probably Friday's still red.
So I don't understand the whole concept now. No. It wasn't that the whole point of Black Friday was to have this super sale day that everybody ran to, but if you're going to start at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving night, you're hurting your own Black Friday sale.
Right, right. They still get the money. You know?
True. True.
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't do that. But now we're decorated and now we have to buy gifts to put under the tree.
Now, when you were little, this is not a squirrel thing. I know you think it is. And when you were little and y'all decorated the tree, were you allowed to do certain things or not allowed to do certain things? Like, no, don't put up the lights or you're not allowed to touch this ornament or...
The kids didn't decorate.
At all?
No. No, Dad would decorate when we were asleep one day. And like, we wake up, oh, look, the tree's up.
But that was the whole point of Christmas.
I get that now. I wasn't in charge of things back then.
Well, what do you think made your parents think that that was the way it probably, you know, did they not want you to break stuff? Or?
Probably. Or fight. My brother and I were 4 years apart, so we fought constantly. It was until I moved out of the house that we stopped fighting. And I see my friends with kids now that are in similar age, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Was there ever a tree catastrophe?
No.
That you remember in any way, shape, or form?
No, we had the same tree. It was the same plastic tree. Growing up and plastic. Same ornaments.
Plastic as in fake-looking yes. green tree or plastic as in white plastic?
No, it was green. It was very much not fluffy.
Uh-huh.
It looked fake as heck.
Like a Charlie Brown tree yes. in a way?
But it was like 6 foot tall, but it was very thin. I'm not sure if he still even has it. I bet he does, but he doesn't put it up.
But no catastrophe. I had one year with the dogs.
They actually what'd they do?
Went under the tree and kind of just knocked it and fell over. And
was it a real tree?
No.
Oh.
But it was all my bulbs, all the balls that I really like. Because, you know, I like those antique-looking kind of frosted glass kind of.
Right.
And they just pop like light bulbs.
They do.
It's just me. You just pop, 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 pop. And just hearing, you could hear that tink of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I was upstairs and just like, oh, come running down. You know how they know they've done.
One day we'll have cameras, and you will get to see that face he just made. It was so cute.
It's like they know. They know they've done something wrong. There was a freeze of just.
That was a lot of noise.
Uh-huh.
We probably shouldn't have done that.
No. No, and I've never totally replaced me. I've got a lot of ornaments. And,
yeah, you do.
But yeah, I buy ornaments.
You haven't in a while. No, not since but I've been with you.
I used to do it all the time. Like, I like that, I'll pick up four of these. Or I like this color, I'll pick up some of that. Or
you have a very eclectic tree.
Yeah, it doesn't have any rhyme or reason to it.
No. You have a Christmas poo.
I do have. It's Mr. Hankey, by the way.
Okay.
Did you not watch South Park?
No. Yeah.
It's Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo.
We have one of those that go on the tree. And then one of your friends, we have his face.
Yeah, my friend Charlie Marco, about, 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago now, made an ornament out of his headshot for when he was doing stand-up. He turned his headshot into a Christmas ornament and sent it out to clubs and comics. And I put it up every year.
Every year. And you take a picture of it every year and send it to him.
Yeah. It's in a very prominent place, usually next to the Christmas poo. Yeah. But
they can
but
do
those
an
are
Aussie.
My two. Those are like my two favorite ornaments compared to. There's one other one that I really like.
The Hawaiian
girl. The Hawaiian girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very eclectic tree. Like, I see these trees that are like all like the tree is white and all the ornaments are black and or all the ornaments are red. We will never get to have one of those trees ever.
What about those trees that like at the mall where they all have like one theme? Like one tree is all about fishing or one tree is all about Beatles.
Or the Elvis tree. I would love to do that, but that would cost a lot of money to have like an Elvis tree in them.
Do people walk into the stores like that?
And a Lambert tree.
And just go, give me that fucking tree right there. I want that whole, give me that whole thing.
I don't know.
Or do people just once a year go in and buy one Elvis ornament?
Right.
Or
to add to their little, I think you start out with one of those small trees. As like a shoe tree. I've seen shoe trees.
Yeah.
And like as it gets bigger, like you can get a bigger tree. And then a bigger tree.
Ah, now that sort of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's the smart way. But then there's those people that have too much money that go in. Just go in. I want that whole Elvis tree.
Give me the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now I did sort of start when I first moved into this house because it has a Western theme to the house and decorations.
Right.
If you notice, there's quite a few Western ornaments.
Yeah, cacti and
wagon
boots.
Wheel and boots and a cowboy hat. I started to kind of go that way, and then I thought, that's not really, it's not me.
so let's just add it in with the rest of the
stuff. Yeah, so now it just becomes more eclectic if you just add it to, you know,
right.
Here's a mermaid, here's a fish, here's some fruit. Fruit.
The fruit has taken a hit since I started decorating.
I think you dropped one of my good fruit.
A couple of your good fruit.
Those are one of the few ornaments that actually goes in a box.
Right.
A real, actual box.
That have, like, the place where the banana goes, the place where the grapes go.
Right.
Yeah.
And
the
now
watermelon.
There's a missing spot where
there's
no
a couple
fruit.
Missing spots. But, yeah, if you need more fruit, I'll go on Amazon and buy more fruit.
Does everybody wrap up their stuff? Like, you know, or do they just take decorations down in balls and put them in boxes? Because a lot of mine I will wrap up in newspaper and put away and wrap
up. You have to. It is a process to decorate your tree. That's why tonight you were like, why don't we decorate the tree and then record? And I was like, whoa, we won't have time to record. We will have to record and then I will decorate once you leave.
And I will come home and go, yay, it's
Christmas,
bitches. I didn't
have to do anything.
Bitches.
Yeah. It already looks like Christmas around here.
It's weird how the neighborhood, we went to IKEA. Oh, another
we'll
thing.
Get there.
We went to IKEA and coming back from IKEA, the neighborhood, it's dark, so now the neighborhood's all lit up. And it's kind of like this weekend.
It is.
The
every
neighborhood
year.
Went out and put everything up all
you
at
have
one time.
Those crazy people that start decorating after Halloween. But we're not those people. It goes Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. You don't jump Christmas before Thanksgiving.
You do not.
No.
So we did go to IKEA.
We did.
Because I was
not for furniture.
Not for furniture. I was hungry. My little tummy Tom was hungry for
something other than turkey.
Meatballs. I wanted some IKEA Swedish meatballs.
And I had never had them.
You've never had them. I was actually doing a little dance as we were coming
so
into.
It was so cute.
I was so excited. I mean, I really was like, I can't wait for the meatballs. I'm getting some IKEA meatballs. I'm getting some.
Whee!
And you were like, okay, how do we do this? Where do we stand?
Yeah.
Where do we go?
It was like being back in school, the cafeteria. Uh-huh.
Just push your tray along right
yes.
there. What do I say? Say meatballs.
And you're like, I want five plus. I want five plus the regular. Yeah.
And give me a side order, five more meatballs.
Yeah.
So we get to the table, and we're all ready. It's got the lingon berries, I think it's called, the little sauce there.
And the mashed potatoes.
All ready to go. And I'm eating. We're not even talking because I'm excited. I'm having my Swedish meatballs. And I look up. She's not even eating them. She's kind of pushed them over to the side.
I liked the mashed potatoes. They had lumps in them. I like mashed potatoes with lumps.
Then she goes, are they always... They always kind of have this kind of a crunchy thing to them. Sometimes, yeah. They have a lot of salt in them.
It made me drink like 3 cups of Diet Dr. Pepper, and then I went after your water.
So I finish all of mine. I look over. She's got like 8 of them left. I'm like, you don't like them, do you?
They're not my favorite thing.
They have a weird taste. What is a weird taste?
Just not something that I would reach for or think about without... I'm really thirsty just talking about it. I don't know.
When you said, are they salty? I was like, I don't know. That was weird to me because I've never noticed any salt.
Well...
Very rarely do I taste something and go, ooh, this has a lot... This tastes like a lot of salt.
See, I don't add salt to anything. And I can taste when things have a lot of sodium.
I just noticed the taste. It's like, what is this? Does this taste work for me or not?
And that worked for you.
And that works for me, but it didn't work
so
for
you. So the next time, I'll try the salmon sashimi.
Were you kind of amazed at the food court area of?
Yeah. And you tried a new drink.
Yes, and I can't even pronounce it. Do you want to attempt? I always mess up stuff. It's a Swedish. Sweetest? Is that such a... That's the 45 grams of sugar jacking with my brain already.
Yeah, I had to drive home because he was intoxicated with sugar.
Swedish festive drink, it's called.
And it's like a Coca-Cola meets Dr. Pepper meets spice rum without the alcohol.
It's a There's acquired a spice taste. To it. Dyrick? Is it Dyrick Julmust? Dyrick Julmust?
Maybe.
I have no idea, but that's...
Yeah.
It was... It has a Santa on it. I liked it. Janet went, I don't think so.
You're making me sound like I'm Picky McPickerson. I'm not.
Well, I was trying to say if you're just Picky McPickerson or still hungover and just you hate the world. So
I'm excited for tomorrow morning to wake up. I bet I'll feel better. And I won't drink like that for a long time. I won't say never. You always say never, and then you turn around and do it again, and people are like, wait.
And why is that? I asked you the other day, because you're like, I don't know why. I was like, why do you? You know at one point you're already going to, a couple of drinks takes you to a fun level, 3 or 4 takes you to a party level, 10 or 11 take you, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? Let me tell you what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. Listen to me. Here's what I'm going to do. Okay? All right, listen. Here's what I'm going to do. Okay? Listen. Here's what I'm going to do. You're not paying attention. You're not paying attention to me at all. Okay? Listen. Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
What was I going to do?
I don't know. You never got that far.
No way.
No.
Oh, God.
You just, here's what I'm going to do a lot. And here's what, here's, here, here.
I have a lot of ambition. Here.
And
you, I did not have 10 drinks, though.
And you point with your fingers. you both hands are flying. But here's what I'm going to do. Here.
Shut up.
I know what you're going to do. You're going to lay in bed and be sick for 2 days. You're going to take one bite out of your Taco Bell burrito and go, you know what I'm going to do that I haven't done in 4.5 years? I'm like, you're going to poop in front of me? No, I'm going to go throw up.
Oh, man. So embarrassing. Oh, I love you.
I love you.
And I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you for not breaking up with me. I promise not to do that again anytime soon. Anytime soon.
Well, you say that now.
I probably do that once a year. Yeah?
Sure.
Come on.
Probably. Oh, I forgot to mention, if anybody hears any wind sound in the background, it's not her farting. We've got a space heater down
here.
We
do. We're in the basement. Wait.
Studio.
Yeah. And it gets really cold when it's 18 degrees outside.
14 now, officially. Yeah, 14 degrees.
in the studio basement thing, so we have to have a heater, or we'll become people sickles.
Right. So when we first started the podcast, you could hear it even louder than it is.
And I'm like, maybe we should throw down some like music, and no one will hear it. And you're like, nope.
Nope. Let's just tell them we're freezing in the in studio basement, and we got a heater.
Studio B.
Bitchy.
Pecan DK, yo. We're going to get video cameras. That's our goal. That's our 2015 goal.
Let's turn this into a video?
Yes. We'll get some black drop and a green screen.
The bad part about that is people can actually see how we look. You know how people...
Well...
You know, when you listen to radio DJs and things, you have your own...
You're a very nice looking man.
I have a face for radio.
No, you don't.
That's why I've...
You have a beautiful face.
That's why I've never gotten the sitcom or any of that kind of stuff.
Stop it.
I'm just a radio guy.
You're too beautiful.
Oh. You need to get drunk more often.
I'm not drunk. Oh, my goodness. But no, we got a plan for 2015, right?
Right.
You are going to talk to Eugene about what we need.
Eugene Kinney, another guy, a friend of ours that has a show called Huge. That's what it's E-U-G-E, and he does a video podcast, and I was talking to him last night about how to set it up for us to do a video podcast.
And we've already had the request. A couple people are like, you need video.
I know, but when you have video, I'm always a little self-conscious.
Why?
You know, because the camera's there. Are you dressed right? Did he forget and scratch and pick your nose on camera?
You don't do that kind of stuff.
No, but you never know. You might accidentally do it,
right.
You know?
No, I say we get some pipe with some black curtains, and we'll turn this into a legitimate studio-looking thing.
But this is the feel of the...
Yeah, but I think if we tried to do a video podcast
in
this unfinished basement,
uh-huh.
which is why it's so dang cold, I think people would get distracted and be like, what? Is that a green tutu in the background? Yes, St. Patrick's Day fun.
Where is it? Where's the green tutu? Oh, over there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, total, it would be squirrel mode. So we would need some black drops.
Speaking of squirrel mode.
Here we go.
Why don't you let our listeners know, you say that to me all the time, that you go squirrel.
Oh, my gosh.
And do I live in a squirrel mode? Or?
You drive me insane. I am such a project, get it done. You're going to work on the same thing until it's done. And you're like, Thanksgiving, okay? Woke up, going to start the turkey. Going to make sure all the scents are ready to go.
Because
I bought special candles so that it would smell beautiful in here. And not that our house stinks, but you want to have that when someone walks in, be like... Ah, it's fall.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you don't want to have to walk in and go, oh, you have cats.
Yeah. So I had all these plans. We had to do the floors, sweep, mop, quick shine them.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I needed your help to do this stuff, to make it happen. And you started organizing your coffee mug cabinet.
But I didn't mean to. I was making us coffee.
And that's what you do.
And I went to get the coffee, and I thought, oh, that's in the wrong place. I should move this over. Oh, there's my vitamins. I should go ahead and take those down. I don't know why they're here. They should be in the medicine cabinet.
Why don't you do
that?
And
then you kind of went, I heard you go,
Yes, it was quite frustrating for me. It was. Because I'm at work 40 hours a week, and there's many weeks when you're not working away from the house, and so you're just sitting here.
Oh, so now the truth comes out.
You're just sitting here.
I see. Uh-huh.
And you could be doing stuff like that then. Am I wrong?
No. But see, the squirrel kicks in when I'm actually do something and I realize...
When you do something.
When you do something.
But I needed you to do another something. And it was just very...
You know what I need you to do?
What?
Nothing.
Are you getting mad at me?
No.
A little bit?
But today, another one of those deals, you were putting up Christmas decorations, and I was moving stuff around, and then I started to put dishes in the dishwasher.
I was like,
and you went, what are you doing? There was dishes in the sink, and I thought they should go in the dishwasher, but you thought, we are in decorating mode right now.
I'm very focused.
And again, I heard you go.
I need to let it go.
As you walked away.
I need to let it go. I told you, I get a little, I know, I get a little anarchy, Hitler-like. It's bad. It's my problem, not yours. But I'm just telling you what thoughts run through my head when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrel, what? I'm going to go check on the pond. I need you to not open the door and let the dogs in because I need to mop.
But I needed to check on the pond because it's been freezing and I bought a new heater for the pond and I needed to make sure that the heater was working.
I know. Yes. Yes, I know there were reasons behind your actions, but they were frustrating
Squirrel. Me. Squirrel!
I need you to be focused and you move slower than I do.
I'm older.
Shut up. It's not even that. Like, I was bringing decorations up from the basement, and you were, I don't know where you were. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, let me help. I'm like.
You didn't even want me to help. I offered to take those that box out of your hands. You're like, I got it. I got it.
I did not talk like that. I was
you said
like,
it just
I got
like
it.
That. It sounded just
no,
like that
said,
to me.
I got it. There's more boxes down there.
Wait, anyway. Say it like you said it. You go, I got it. There's more boxes down there.
I sound like an 80-year-old smoker?
To me.
Wow. Wow.
You don't look like an 80-year-old smoker yet. That's... But...
Wow. Dang you. Wow.
Well, you don't smoke.
I don't.
So you won't have to worry about being...
I know.
You'll just be an 80-year-old.
Right. And where will you be when I'm 80?
In some Tupperware in the freezer?
Wow. Wowzers. Oh, goodness, yeah. So we got all decorated, and we'll post it on our wrinkled sheets, some of the photos from the house, because it was a lot of fun. We always have a lot of fun decorating. It's the de-decorating I'm not looking forward to, because it looks like you're going to be working on a cruise ship right after Christmas.
I will be.
And that frustrates me.
Why?
Because I think you do that on purpose.
No, I take work that is offered to me. It's not like I can call Celebrity Cruise Line and go, I would really like to get a cruise and get away from this, taking down the Christmas decorations. Is that possible? Yes, we could help you with getting away from your girlfriend and Christmas decorations.
Actually, looking at the schedule, I don't know. I don't even know how to read your schedule. I don't know. You're here New Year's Day. Guess what?
What?
Decorating New Year's Day.
Oh. Yeah, but I have to work New Year's Eve.
So?
Because I'll be doing a show in Colorado Springs.
Yeah,
New
but
Year's
you'll
Eve.
Be here on New Year's Day.
Yeah, but I'll be out late. It'll be late. Late. And then I'll finally get home late. It'll be late. And I'll be like you. I'll just sleep till 4.
I got to reset. Got to go back to the office tomorrow. It's always an adjustment. Weekends with you, especially long weekends, are like opposite day for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like we sleep in, we stay up late, and then I have to like hit that reset button and get up early and go to bed early. It's a rough, I guess some sleepy time tea in my future. What?
No, nothing. Nothing.
All right. What else we got?
We had a news story, but I don't remember what you did with it.
What?
Huh?
How did I? It was something about Napoleon's
no,
hair.
That, oh, that's another story. I can find that too. But you had another couple of stories that we were going to talk about.
Some misconceptions that people have?
Yes, that was the one. That
yes.
was the.
I am searching our database right now. Okay. Common misconceptions. Now, a London-based data journalist and information designer named David McCandless has come up with a list of things everyone thinks are true, but it really isn't true.
A list of
facts.
Facts, okay.
That you might think are true because you've heard it your whole entire
life. Just because
life.
Something's been repeated over and
over,
and
over
does not
over.
Make it true.
Yeah, U-turns are not illegal in Missouri. Okay, the first one, Napoleon was not short. He was 5'7". That's not short.
That's pretty short.
It is pretty short. I mean, shorter it's not than me. I'm 5'8".
Okay, it's not as short as I thought he was. Because I always thought, I assumed that Napoleon, because the way they talk about it, being short and a Napoleon complex, that he might have been one of those guys who's like 5'2", 5'3".
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Tom Cruise, 5'5".
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Yeah. In ancient Rome, the vomitorium was not a room for ralphing. It was the entrance to a stadium.
I did not know that.
I didn't.
Why was it called a vomitorium? Because a vomit is what you do in a torium.
I don't know. Probably lost in translation right there. The Great Wall of China is not visible from space.
Did not know that.
Einstein did not fail math, but he did fail one school entrance exam.
Oh, I've always heard that he failed math. Because I used to use that in my own, because I failed art in high school. But yet I majored in art and got an art scholarship. So I always used that as, hey, Einstein failed math. I can fail a class in art. I only failed it because I didn't do what I was told.
Shocking.
I know.
Goldfish have a 3-month memory, not a 3-second memory. Our poor goldfish. Anyway. Swallowed chewing gum does not sit in your stomach for 7 years.
It doesn't.
Nope.
It just moves on out?
Yep. Moving on out. There are no different sections of the tongue for different tastes.
I'll blow it a bubble.
Let me know when you're done.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Now I'm done.
There are no different sections of the tongue for different tastes, like salty, sweet.
No, I think that's... I've always seen, like, there's, like, tips, sides, middle. Has to be, right?
This guy says no.
All right. If anybody can prove him wrong, hit us up.
Go ahead and wake up a sleepwalker. It won't kill him. They're not going to have a heart attack.
Nobody wants to take a chance on that.
Because you might get punched.
Or just he might die.
Right.
You know, this article says we could wake up. Oh, crap. Now I'm wanting to, I want to fact check this article.
I know, right?
I really want to fact check this article now.
Only in infants is most heat lost through the head. Everyone loses most of their heat through the head. That's why hats are so common.
Yeah. But I think, I mentioned this on my podcast the other day, because I was interviewing Bob Fisher, who owns the Ice House Comedy Club, and Bob has a lot of forehead. He's lost a lot of hair. And I came up with this theory that, you know, if a computer is running and it's using a lot of processing power, you know how your computer gets hot?
Right.
And so maybe if your brain is working and you're a smart person and you're constantly, maybe the processor of your brain gets hot and it burns the roots of your hair. And that's why bald people
exist.
Yeah, because they're really smart and their brain processor just...
singes the hair.
And burns their hair off.
Okay.
You're not going with that
one? No.
No. Okay.
That's funny, though. Vikings did not wear horned helmets.
Don't believe it. I think they had horned helmets. Every cartoon I've ever seen of a Viking.
Every cartoon. Every cartoon. It must be a fact.
Yeah.
Mother birds won't abandon baby birds that have been touched by humans.
Haven't you always heard that?
I have.
Don't touch that nest. The mother won't come back. Don't touch that egg. The mother will.
Undercover cops do not have to tell you that they are police if you ask.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah,
they're undercover.
Sharks can get cancer. I didn't know that there was a rumor going out there that they couldn't. Bulls don't hate red. They are colorblind. They hate the cape.
Oh, it's the cape itself.
Mm-hmm. Like the flowing cape, yeah. Because it flaps around. Bats are not blind. They can see in addition to using echolocation.
They use radar.
Shaving does not make the hair thicker. It appears that way because it's no longer tapered at the end.
Oh.
Look at you knowing something you didn't.
Oh. Do you know why poop is tapered?
Why is that, Steve McGrew?
Why'd you have to use my name?
I feel like we're in school and you're like, hey, teacher, do you know why poop's tapered?
Do you know why poop's tapered on the end?
I don't.
Keep your butthole from slamming shut.
Huh?
That's just a joke.
Okay.
I've heard it all since I was a little kid in elementary school. That's one of those stupid. You never heard that before,
no.
Ever?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
A dropped penny off a tall building will not kill you, but it could hurt.
It won't just shoot through your skull and brain like they show in movies and things.
Right.
They drop a piece of chewing gum and somebody's skull shatters into a billion pieces.
Yeah, that's really intense. But it's not true. A little salt in the water will not make it boil faster. A ton of salt, like in seawater, would, though.
A ton of salt, then it turns into an IKEA Swedish meatball.
Right. See how he did that? Yay, brought that back.
Yeah.
Milk does not increase mucose.
Mucus.
Mucus? It's spelled funny.
She's still hungover.
Milk does not increase mucus. I thought it did.
How did you pronounce it? I'm going to go back and just cut and paste that and play it over and over. Does that increase Marcus?
Mucose, because it's M-U-C-O.
Mucose. Mucose. What'd you name your child? Mucose. It's Greek.
Wow. Flush water does not rotate the other direction in the southern hemisphere.
Mucose does not believe that.
We have more than five senses, including balance, movement, pain, hunger, thirst, etc. Whoa. Oh, that's intense.
That is so you.
What? What the hell does that mean?
All those are you. Read them again.
We have more than five senses.
No, read the senses.
Balance, movement, pain, hunger, thirst, etc.
Uh-huh. Sometimes when I have a movement, there's pain, and then I'm...
And thrown off balance.
And then I'm off
And then all of a sudden I'm hungry.
I'm hungry again. And I've eaten something salty, and I'm thirsty. And now that I've eaten, I need to have movement.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
God, this poop cast is just...
It's a poop cast. How many times have we referenced poop?
I don't know. Tell us, mucus.
No, it's mucose.
Mucose, sorry. Tell us, mucus.
Mucus was the right word.
Oh, that's right.
Mucose.
Mucose.
I was thrown in a different language.
I have found a husband for your daughter. Come here, mucose.
So those are some misconceptions that you thought were true that are not at
not
all.
Not true.
Not true.
And you brought up that Napoleon was not really as short as everybody thought he was.
He was 5 foot seven rather than 5 foot.
Yeah. Well, there is a $10,000 watch made with Napoleon's hair. For $10,000, you can wear a piece of the emperor on your wrist, a luxury watch containing Napoleon's hair made by DeWitt, the watchmaking company based outside of Geneva.
Who would buy that?
Vivian DeWitt, Jerome's wife, recently attended a private auction of items owned by HRH, Prince Louis of Monaco. She walked away with two lots, both containing strands of Napoleon's hair, which she purchased with the intention of enclosing them into the DeWitt watches so that admirers of the emperor can carry his DNA on their wrist. The company wrote in a statement that they spent over $37,000 on the hair, nothing compared to the almost $2.4 million one man spent on Napoleon's hat at the auction. A sales representative of the company told Newsweek the watches are in production already, and they've just acquired the hair, so I'm not sure when they'll be on sale. So, this week, the first pieces of hair were sliced in preparation for being put into the watches. So it must be just flecks of hair, just pieces, not...
Again, who's going to buy that? $10,000 for Napoleon's hair in your watch. How many watches have you owned in your lifetime?
Several, but not...
What's the most expensive one?
Oh, probably $75 Fossil watch.
There you go. Mine was probably like a $40 watch.
Yeah, well, you know, here's what I was thinking. Napoleon died a really long time ago.
Mm-hmm. So how is his hair still intact?
Okay. Napoleon himself had made plans for his hair.
So he was a vain sucker.
He must have been. The Telegraph, the British newspaper, says that he wanted his hair preserved and wanted a bracelet made of it with a gold clasp to be sent to the Empress Maria Louisa, to his mother, and to each of his brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces, and the cardinal, and one of a larger size for my son. This was a quote. This is from his last wishes. So he wanted his hair preserved.
How much hair did he have?
I don't know.
He must have had a lot of hair.
Maybe he was a hairy man. It doesn't say it's off his head.
Icky.
It might be off his little Napoleon.
Ew, gross. But,
When that watch goes, that watch goes dick 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 dick.
You just did a dick joke.
I did.
Welcome to Wrinkled Cheeks. We are now the new Remasculine.
Oh, that's not. Come on now. You have to admit that was sort of funny.
That was kind of funny. Okay. Yes. But I don't want to think about his pubes being in my watch.
Maybe that's how. That should have been the whole.
Yes.
Because it doesn't say what hair. It does not. It just says his hair.
Right.
Could have been off his back, his armpit.
Well, you're going to make people throw up. It's off his nipple.
Ian.
Speaking of eating, if you want to win some brownie brittle, wrinkledcheats1@gmail.com. Name, address. We're not going to come stalk you, but we have to know where to send the brownie brittle. And we'll pick a winner.
Well.
And we'll announce it on the next podcast. When will the next podcast be, Steve McGrew?
Hopefully when I get back.
Hopefully.
We should not wait as long as this one. I'll be back from Vegas in a week, and we'll definitely hit one more before I go out and work the cruise ship.
Okay.
Okay.
So at least a couple more. Okay. So where do they find us, Steve McGrew?
They could find us on podbean.com, Stitcher, Spreaker Radio, TuneIn Radio.
We're on TuneIn?
I think so. I know I am. My podcast. Yeah. Maybe I'm confusing the podcast now.
I think you
but
might
we're
be.
All over.
We're just on iTunes. Subscribe. That's the easiest place.
And if you feel like it, please go to the Podbean page. Hit the donate button. Give a dollar.
That's what
I've been here for. A dollar.
Right. A dollar. If we had a dollar per listen.
Uh-huh. I could buy you something besides salty Swedish meatballs.
No, we could actually turn this podcast into a video podcast.
Oh, that's true. So it could be $1,
$5. We'll use the money for the podcast. For reals.
Okay. $5, $10, whatever. But there's a donate button. It's through PayPal.
There we go.
And you can help support. Because a lot of the podcasts that I've been listening to, one of the guys on the Say What podcast, that's
right.
The one I like, the guys that Say What, they started their campaign of doing a subscription. They don't call it a donation. Like, you know, just a $1 subscription to the...
You know. How do they regulate that?
You can actually, when you go to set up your donation, you can set it, is it one time or more or whatever like that.
Oh.
And so they're pushing it as just do your $1 subscription to the...
There we go.
Help. So help the podcast out.
Right.
All right. That'll about do it. We're going to wrap it up here. We are at 58 minutes.
Holy muffin, we went to an hour.
We just talked and talked. I guess it was all the stuff about mucos.
Mucos.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.